On August 15th, India turned 70. The 70th anniversary of India's independence was celebrated with fanfare. A new film opens in India this week, Gurinder Chadha's 1947 Partition, the story of those heady days in 1947 and the last Viceroy of India, Lord Mountbatten.
Well, whatever their differences are, all Indians have one thing in common.
What's that?
They can't wait to get rid of us.
The current Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, addressed the nation from the ramparts of the historic Red Fort in Delhi, as Indian Prime Ministers have done every year for decades.
Mere pyare deshvasiyon, Azadi ke pavan parv par deshvasiyon ko koti koti shubhkamnaye.
In a strange way, just listening to those two men is a reminder of how much India has changed in 70 years. At 70 years, India sounds different. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I grew up when there was only one television channel. It was state-run, very staid, very proper, and sounded like this.
Good evening. Welcome to the news at 10. I am Rini Khanna.
And I'm Preet Bedi.
We listened to All India Radio a lot, never knowing its signature theme was composed by a Jewish man who fled the Nazis and found himself in India. I remember the Sunday afternoon inter-school quiz competitions on radio. That was a must-listen.
Cadbury's present the Bournvita Quiz Contest.
We went on holidays, on trains pulled by steam engines, just as they were in British times. We drove around in rotund ambassador cars that have looked the same since about 1958, clunky gear shafts and all. We hummed film songs that sounded like this, ethereal. We played hopscotch on the streets, flew kites from rooftops, shouting Bokatta when we downed someone's kite. We gathered around the monkey wala who wandered the streets with his dancing monkeys. We were lucky to have a phone. We were luckier to have it working. Neighbors came all the time to use our landline. We ate out only on birthdays and New Year's. When instant noodles arrived, they caused a national sensation. And Coca-Cola was booted out of the socialist country. So we had our own colas, like Campa Cola. But we made it sound hip and American. Seventy years later, a slew of private channels jostle for eyeballs on our television sets.
They are not. They are making a point to you. They are making a point to you.
What point?
They are making a point to you.
I'm making my point.
Mr. Patan, you will either apologize to them or you leave my program.
What apologies?
Right now.
We fly off on holidays or take electric trains. Our old ambassador car is long gone. The company that made them is phasing them out. The streets are filled with Toyotas and Hyundais and Nissans and even a Mercedes or two, all honking at the same time. English and Hindi have mashed up in our film music, and Hinglish is the lingua franca of cool. We watch Arsenal and Manchester United on TV, and cricket comes with mega buck sponsorships, and all the cricketers do ads. It's the age of email and mobile phones. India's on WhatsApp and Facebook with a vengeance. You can't go anywhere without hearing mobile phones going off. I rarely listen to the radio anymore. The old quiz programs have moved to TV and everyone wants to be a millionaire.
Good night and take very good care of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
In a way, when I listen to India now, It does not feel that different from America often. When I turn on TV, I can catch many of the same shows. I see the same brands, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, KFC. But once we made Indian brands sound American. Now we make American brands sound Indian. This is a country far more comfortable in its skin.
Coca-Cola pillow.
But just when I think the whole world is turning into the same amorphous blob of the same brands, I realize some things will stay stubbornly Indian. That man selling lozenges on a crowded bus. Or that man selling wooden flutes on a busy street. That might feel very old India, the disappearing India. Who buys wooden flutes anymore? But India adapts, and the vendor has a new incarnation. Now, he sells selfie sticks. India turns 70, and she's ready for her selfie. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.